USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a preliminary hearing in the case of a black man shot by a father and son in Brunswick, Georgia, back in February, a lead investigator says the suspects accused of killing Ahmed Arbery never tried to contact authorities before chasing him, even though they claim that they thought he was committing burglaries in the neighborhood.
Did they make a 911 call before going after Mr. Arbery?
No, sir, they did not.
So no 911 call initially by them as they gave chase.
That's correct.
The mother of Michael White, a U.S. Navy veteran who's been held by Iran for 683 days since being arrested there in 2018, now says Iran has agreed to release her son from custody. Joanne White breaking the news this morning on social media, thanking the U.S. State Department for helping get her son freed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Former President Barack Obama speaking out about the unrest gripping the country following the death of George Floyd in the hands of Minneapolis police. Mr. Obama saying during a virtual town hall event yesterday,
"And to those families who've been directly affected by tragedy, please know that Michelle and I and the nation grieve with you, hold you in our prayers. We're committed to the fight of creating a more just nation."
Delta is now requiring all of its workers to undergo COVID-19 testing, saying that 10 of the airline's workers have died from the virus. Though the daily number of cases has dropped greatly in recent days, the testing coming as Delta is hoping to ramp up the number of flights by next month. At least 3 people are dead after severe thunderstorms tore through the Philadelphia area yesterday. The storms bringing damaging winds, causing falling trees and power lines, thousands of people with power outages. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
1.87 million workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, still well above the normal during good times of around 200,000. But this is the first time in weeks that fewer than 2 million Americans filed jobless claims. The total number of people claiming benefits last week was also just under 30 million, which is a decrease of almost a million from the week before, suggesting that some people are going back to work despite the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic in many parts of the nation. The president's social media presence continues to face new restrictions. Snapchat officials saying that they've stopped promoting the account on Discover after determining that the president's public comments made off the site could incite violence. In another hardened stance by a social media company against President Trump, the president's Snapchat account remains public. It's available to any users who subscribe to it or search for it. But the move to remove the account from the Discover section came in response to the president's messages posted on Twitter and Facebook earlier this week that said if protesters in Washington had gotten too close to the White House on Monday, quote, vicious dogs and ominous weapons would have been used against them. The president's campaign manager says that Snapchat is trying to rig the 2020 election, illegally using its corporate funding to promote Joe Biden instead. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.